I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When you think of disasters, you might think of an earthquake or a hurricane or a typhoon. I think of Ben and his dating life.
Oh, no.
Ben is on the phone for a second date update right now, and his date was a... Did Ben, are you okay?
Did you just pass out?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'll survive.
It just sounds like you just you fell down or something.
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
You are a disaster, right. Bro.
Well, if you missed the first part of the second date update, Ben went out with this girl named Alicia. He was 20 minutes late for their date because he was ironing. And then he got there and was just very awkward, went on a rant about how he doesn't like bikers, then asked her the same question twice, and then elbowed a waiter and spilled drinks all over the place. And then she left and just ditched him and is, of course, not calling him back. So now we're going to get on the phone and see if we can get Ben a do-over. Are you ready, man?
I'm ready, but when you recap the whole thing, it sounds pretty bad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Poor Ben.
Just used your words.
You know, you did make some mistakes, but I think the biggest mistake you made was right off the bat just not being honest with her and telling her that you were nervous for the date and that you liked her, apparently, a lot to be that nervous.
Well, I don't know if that's the complete truth. I was just ironing my clothes way too long.
Wasn't it to impress her, though, right?
Yes, and I don't like having wrinkly clothes.
Okay. Well, right. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
All right. I hope she's cool about this. Like I said before, I really screwed up this date.
All right. Well, we'll see. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alicia?
Yes.
Hey, Alicia, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. What is this for?
Have you ever heard of Brooke and Jubal in the Morning?
I think a couple of my friends listen to that.
Okay. Yeah, you have no idea. Watch, listen.
It's something.
It's a radio show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, so they'd be listening probably.
Okay. How did you get my number?
Well, I got your number because somebody emailed it to us. His name is Ben, and you guys went on a date recently.
What?
Yeah.
Why did he give you my number?
Because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. So it's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back or ditching them in the middle of the date, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And that's why Ben emailed us.
Wow. I can't believe that.
He only had nice things to say about you, even though you left him just sitting at a restaurant alone.
Well, he was extremely awkward.
We heard that.
Yeah, he did tell us that. We talked to him a little bit about your date. He said it probably wasn't the best look for him.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, he showed up 20 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
Within 2 minutes of the date, the first thing he said is, oh, look at that blonde at the bar with the fake boobs.
Whoa. Wait, what?
What?
I did not expect you to say that.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So right away, I was completely turned off. And like, I was like, wow, this guy is really awkward and arrogant and rude.
Huh.
Rude?
Like I said, we talked to him about the date. He didn't come off as arrogant or rude at all.
Awkward, yes.
Yeah, very awkward, for sure.
He seemed nervous and awkward, and I don't know if he was acting that way to, like, compensate, maybe.
Oh,
so he was, like, trying to be a man, you think, by telling you to check out the blonde with the fake boobs?
Okay.
That's why he did the bike thing.
Yeah, and then he was telling you about all the dates he's been on lately and how everyone's in love with him and can't get enough of him. And
what?
He said there was, like, a 99% chance I was going to sleep with him.
What?
And he wanted me to, like, high-five him.
Okay.
Really? I mean, and he wanted you to high-five him?
Yeah.
You know what's happening.
We definitely went on dates with different Bens. We talked to him, and he did not sound like that type of dude.
Dude, I feel awful. When I was talking to him, I'm like, what a... she is for ditching you. And now I understand why. I would have left too.
Yeah, I actually snuck to the bathroom and handed the waiter $10 to get him to spill a drink all over me.
No way.
It was a setup?
He thought he did it.
Yeah, that was my setup. I did that. I needed to leave. I needed a reason to leave.
That's genius.
He said the waiter spilled it on him, though.
Yeah, that was an accident. The waiter was supposed to spill it mostly on me, but only a little bit got on me.
Oh, really? That's amazing. Okay. I mean, I think your reason to leave was when he said that there was a 99% chance you were going to sleep with him, but you outdid yourself.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And he wasn't joking. Like, if he was, like, trying to be funny, then it would have worked, but he was so serious.
You would have slept with him if he was joking about it?
No, not like... Oh. You know how some people have good personalities where they're just, like, humorous?
Yeah.
Right. He wasn't like that. He was serious.
Okay. Like, it's more and more, it's, like, self-deprecating and not actually...
Yeah, like, he wasn't being sarcastic. He was serious.
Okay. Ooh, man, I did not...
He's awful.
I did not get that sense from him.
Yeah, I don't know what else you need from me right now. I mean, I left on purpose. I'm not going to see him again. I have no intention of speaking to him.
What I would like, I would just like one more thing, and I would like you to actually talk to Ben about it because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about? Like, he's on the radio right now? He's online?
Yes, he's on another phone line. Maybe. Ben, are you still there?
Yeah. Hey, Alicia, how's it going?
Why would you call the radio station like this? Why would you do this? I thought it was very clear that I didn't want to see you again.
I feel like I should ask a question before I answer any of yours. Why did you Pace want to spill a drink on me?
Did you not hear her?
You know that things weren't going well between us, and I just needed to get out of there.
Well, yeah, to pay someone to spill a drink on my freshly ironed shirt, you could have just asked to leave.
Wait, hold on. Ben, how are you turning this on her? You should be groveling and apologizing for all the rude comments you said.
She's exaggerated. I didn't say 99%. I said something like 91 or like 92.
What?
Why would you even say that, though, Ben?
Well, you know, I'm not the most confident guy. I don't date a lot. I just wanted to play up my coolness a little bit.
Coolness? That's jerkness.
It's hard to tell which Ben is the real Ben. Is it the arrogant a-hole or is the awkward dork?
Yeah. I think I'm just an awkward dork.
Okay, you made your voice crack on purpose there, didn't you?
Alicia, I'm sorry if I came off as an a-hole.
Yeah, you shouldn't compensate and try to be an a-hole. Just be yourself. Like, I think it would have been less awkward if you just weren't so arrogant and saying rude comments. I think I could have tolerated the dull conversation.
Thank you. You were nothing but kind and pleasant the whole time and very attentive. I really appreciate that. You seem like a really nice person.
See? What? Look at us playing nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's nice. I'm surprised I'm hearing a compliment from you. Usually you're just rude.
It sounds like you guys are getting along now.
I think so.
Hello, Ben.
Is it real?
Alicia, do you think so?
I don't really know what to think at this point. The whole thing was just really awkward and left like a bad taste in my mouth, and I can't get it out of my head, the whole thing, the whole experience.
If it helps, I really think the whole water spilling thing was pretty genius. Now that I think about it, I wish, you know, I could have done that. Not on our date, but like, I don't know, in a different awkward situation. You're really smart person.
You're really
now she's laughing at. Well, all right. Sounds like you guys are getting along better now. Alicia, would you like to go on a second date with Ben? We'll pay for it.
I don't know. I kind of like the awkward dork type, and I feel like he sounds a little bit different than when we were on the date. So I wouldn't mind giving him like a second chance. I think it might be worth it.
Hey!
Woohoo! That's awesome. Yes. Thanks. Just to let you know, there's a 0% chance you're going to be sleeping with me. Or this is going to be a great day.
All right. It's gone from 91 or 92% to 0% now, Alicia.
Oh my God. Just stay away from the percentages, Ben. No more percentages.
Congratulations.
I mean, that's the humor I'm talking about.
There we go.
Yeah, congratulations, Ben. You got your second date. And Alicia, good luck on the next one, okay?
Thank you.
You guys are the best. I can't believe it. My first date was a disaster. Now I'm getting a second one. This is the best day of my life.
Oh. Wow. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.